CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunt.
Oh, golly, golly, golly. I tell you, is there anything worse? Any worse sound in the world than the shattering clang of an alarm clock?
Well, honey, just open at least one eye. Look at the sunrise. Don't miss it. Just beautiful. Look at the sky. It's all red, and it looks
Oh, boy, I tell you, it's wonderful to travel, but by golly, isn't it good to be home again?
Yes. Can I get up? I have a lot to do today, and I want to get started. And you're going to have to drive Betsy to school.
Why? Can't she take the school bus?
No, dear. We didn't get home in time Friday for me to call the school and make arrangements for the school bus to stop here, you know.
Can't you do it?
Well, darling, I've still got ironing left from all the clothes we took to Europe, and I'm going to clean the whole house today so that everything is all set to have a nice celebration at dinner tonight, all of us together again. Oh, see, I can hardly wait to see my baby again.
Yeah, what time will Aunt Effie be driving back with Bobby?
Well, I don't know. She said this afternoon.
You know, we should have driven over to Mother's and Dad's ourselves this weekend.
Well, honey, your mother said Bobby had a cold. She was keeping him quiet. So as long as Aunt Effie was driving over anyway to see Aunt Martha, I thought she could just as well bring back Bobby today, you know. And your mother said he'd groaned.
Yeah.
So, oh, she said just wouldn't know him, you know. Well, come on, darling, please. Get up now. Breakfast in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Nobody likes to bring bad news, but to bring laughter is a pleasure and a gift. Two of the programs CBS Radio sends up your street every weekday specializing in laughter are Art Linkletter's House Party and Funny Side Up. We hope our Mr. Linkletter needs no introduction in American homes, but in the unlikely event that you haven't met the man, we'd like to introduce Art on his very next house party show. Let's see, that'll be tomorrow. Art lines up studio participants, guest stars right off the Hollywood lots, and his own zany staff for a succession of topsy-turvy stunts, spills, and surprises. No two house party shows are quite alike, and that's saying something considering how long Artful Art has been at it. Something newer but just as delightful is Funny Side Up, starring Pat Carroll, Kenny Del Mar, and Parker Fennelly, with Peter Donald as host. Listen to these folks scramble up news items and make them come up Funny Side Up. Listen Monday through Friday for House Party and Funny Side Up, two more of the different sounds of CBS Radio.
Betsy, come on, darling. Eat your breakfast, dear.
I'm not hungry.
Not hungry? What's happened to you? For the last 3 months, all through Europe, all we've heard has been, oh, I'm starved. Huh? Who's been saying that, huh?
Leave her alone, darling. Well, she's starting back to school, and everything's a little strange, isn't it, sweetie? Oh, goodness, I'll have to fix you a lunch to take, too, since you weren't here to hand in your hot lunch money last week.
I wish I didn't have to go back to school.
Oh, now you'll love it.
Look here, you know everybody in the class. They were the same friends you had last year in the second grade.
Yes, but they started in third grade when school started. Now I feel funny starting so late.
Oh, nonsense. You don't need to. The principal and the teacher know all about it. Mommy had a letter from Miss Griffin saying it was all right, that the trip would be so educational for you, so it was all right to keep you out of school. And we've kept up on your schoolwork. Oh, now look, sweetie, don't forget to take all your work papers with you today.
How much is 3 times 6? Quick.
18.
Oh, no, darling.
Oh, no, darling. What are you
talking about? Oh, times. I was thinking 3 plus 6. Yes, yes, you're right, honey. You're right.
I think your mother better go to school, don't you? Come on, eat your toast, and I'll take you to school.
Will you go in with me?
Why, sure.
And I think we better have a fairly early dinner, since I'll have to get Bobby to bed early, you know.
And I'll try to get away from the office as early as possible.
Fine.
Huh? Well, we'll have fun, huh?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I must say, the only thing that bothers me is Aunt Effie driving back alone with Bobby. You know, the way she drives.
Oh, no. Aunt Effie drives all right.
Oh, look, she gives me the willies driving with her. Thought of her keeping her eye on the road and also on a 14-month-old baby.
She's got his car seat along. He'll be completely strapped in. Now, stop worrying.
Yeah, I suppose. Boy, you know, I just can't wait to see him.
bye-bye.
Yes, we're going bye-bye. Beck, we're almost there. My goodness. Wait till your mommy and daddy see how you've grown.
Mommy?
Yes, your mommy. Oh, look, sweetheart. There's a cow. See the cow? Cow.
Cow.
Yes, cow. Gracious. All the words you've learned. Wait till they hear you talk. Now sit up. Don't keep sliding down in your car seat. Sit up. Now stop that. Now, Aunt Effie can't keep stopping the car to pull you back up. Now, Bobby, leave Aunt Effie's purse alone. No, no, no.
No, no, no.
Oh, my. You have turned out to be a handful. No, no, no.
No, no, no.
Oh, thank heavens. Another 15 minutes and I'll be turning you over to your mother.
Here we are. Yoo-hoo.
Oh, where is he? Where's my baby? See, it's after 5. I was beginning to worry.
Now, don't rush,
Abby. Oh, yeah, no. No. Hello? Remember me? Mm-hmm. Oh, how he's grown. Mm-hmm. And Grandma must have bought him a nice new coat.
Yes.
What a pretty new coat.
Trout.
Yes, Trout. And it's beautiful. My, what a handsome young man. Turn around. Let Mommy see how it looks in the back. Turn around. That's the boy. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Can Mommy help you take it off?
Yep.
Here, let me unbutton it, darling.
No.
Oh, let Mommy.
No.
No. Well, it'd be kind of hot leaving it on in the house, but if you want to leave it on a while, that's all right. Want to take Mommy's hand? Let's go upstairs to your room, and there's lots of toys there, I'll bet you'll remember. Come on, take Mommy's hand, darling.
No.
What did he say?
I don't know. What did you say, Bobby?
Go bye-bye, Grandma.
Grandma? Oh, you're going to see Grandma again?
Oh, goodness.
Sure.
I don't understand it. I had no trouble at all getting him into the car. I said he was going to see Mommy and Daddy.
Well, that's all right. It takes time, doesn't
Mommy,
it, sweetie?
Bobby.
Bobby. Remember a game we used to play? Remember peekaboo? You remember that?
Peek-a-boo!
Yes. Now, where's Mommy? Huh? Bobby?
Mommy?
Where's Mommy?
Where's Mommy?
Oh, where's Mommy? Oh, here I am! Peek-a-boo!
Where's darling? Mommy.
Now you remember.
Oh, you darling. Oh, let's take your coat off and go find Quacky upstairs, that big yellow duck. You remember Quacky?
Quick.
That's right, sweetheart. Get your arm out. Yes, and your sister Betsy should be home from school any minute. You remember Betsy?
Well, where is he?
Betsy?
Where is my son?
Oh, my goodness, he came home early,
Daddy.
Too. Dear, wait a minute.
I saw the car was here, so
yes,
I just...
Easy,
well,
easy.
Hello, Bobby.
Don't grab him. Don't grab him.
No,
Bobby. Look at you, touching the ceiling.
Dear, he doesn't like it.
Doesn't like it? He loves it. He always loves it.
Put him down. Put him down.
Here. Now, what's the matter with you?
What did I do?
Give him to me. Give him right.
Well, wait.
Darling. No, there.
Now, here. Come to Aunt Effie.
Well, come to Aunt Effie,
honestly,
then.
Now,
well, what did I do? What's the matter with him?
Well, I had just gotten him used to me when you charge in here and swoop him up, scaring the poor child to pieces.
He always loved it when I picked him up like that.
He doesn't remember you, dear, just as he didn't
remember. Doesn't remember me?
No,
look, what do you mean he doesn't?
Oh. Why, Betsy. What's the matter, darling? Have you been crying?
Nobody wants to play with me. I haven't any friends anymore.
What do you mean, honey?
They won't play with me. Everyone says because I had a trip to Europe, I don't need any friends.
Oh, honey, now I'm sure
you... Why did you ever take me to Europe? Oh, I just hate you. Now I haven't any friends.
Oh, well, that's great. My son doesn't remember me. My daughter hates us for taking her on a trip to Europe.
Oh, Betsy, darling.
Oh, this miserable cold. And my sinuses.
Haven't you heard about Dristan? Dristan decongestant tablets for real relief from cold, misery, and sinus congestion. Dristan is the revolutionary three-layer tablet which for the first time makes it possible to unite certain medically proven ingredients into one fast-acting, uncoated tablet. Dristan not only helps drain all 8 sinus cavities, critical areas of cold's infection, but circulating through the blood, Dristan's decongestant reaches all congested areas, shrinks all swollen membranes, relieves pressure and pain. An exclusive anti-allergent helps keep breathing passages dry and clear. Pain relievers reduce body aches, fever. Vitamin C helps build body resistance. This is Dristan. Today, Dristan is widely imitated. But the exclusive Dristan formula cannot be duplicated. There's nothing, nothing like Dristan decongestant tablets.
Isn't he coming to the table? Well, what are you doing? Drinking?
He's having a glass of sherry, Aunt Effie. We're all a little upset.
I certainly don't think it shows much strength of character if a few little problems with his children just drive him to the bottle.
Oh, drive him to the bottle. Look, if anything might drive me to the bottle,
dear,
I'll tell you
dear,
what...
Dear. Now, don't worry so about Bobby
Look,
and get...
Well, I just don't understand my own son not knowing me like that. I just don't understand it.
Well, he didn't know me either right away, dear.
No.
And I sort of played with him a few minutes. You just scared him, that's all.
Yes, my goodness. You'll get acquainted again in no time. It's Betsy's I'm worried about. She doesn't even want any dinner.
I don't know what to do about it. I suppose her friends are jealous, not of the trip she took, but of the fact that she, you know, stayed out of school to go on the trip.
Yes, of course. And they will forget. Just too bad it happened at all. My children can be so cruel to each other.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you one thing. I've got more understanding for my parents now than I ever had in my life. Bringing up kids is no picnic.
What's that whistle? I heard it before.
I'll be right out.
Who's Betsy yelling at? I thought she was upstairs.
She is. She was. Here she comes racing down. Betsy?
It's Johnny Parker. He wants me to come out and talk to him for a minute.
Well, it's dinner time.
Have you got lipstick on, Betsy Piper?
Oh, Mother, honestly.
Wait, who's Johnny Parker?
I don't know. Oh, the new boy in her class. She said he was nice to her.
Well, get away from the window. Don't spy on them. You might just as well face it. Your problems are just beginning.
Lipstick.
Well, I think he's giving her a box of candy.
Oh,
9 years old. Oh,
come on, let's have dinner.
Get
away from the window,
dear. The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Margaret Hamilton, Francie Myers, and Madeline Pierce, and is produced by Walter Hart.